What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS on KMOX. Rach does most of the music, but today I put together a little playlist. So,
is this like a road trip list?
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, look at Andrew. He's dancing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He knows what's going on.
Oh yeah.
He likes the Doobies.
Yep.
Remember watching That's My Mama, the show back in the 70s, and the Doobie Brothers were guests, and they met the guys on That's My Mama. And he called them and he said, "Which doobie you be?" And I was like, "Oh my God, that's genius! That's comedy right there."
Rhymes.
Remember when?
Much better than that.
On Good Times, not good. Was it Good Times? No. What was the one that had rerun? And
That's My Mama.
Raj. No, that's not what that was called.
What was it called?
I don't remember, but it was something. Like, it wasn't. It was Good Times. It was Jimmy Walker.
Yes.
Remember when they were bootlegging. Remember somebody in there was Raj, was like recording the concert.
Is that what it was?
And then he had like second thoughts about it because he was, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, how about that?
I love that show.
I did too. Great. What's Happening?
What's Happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I loved it. I love that one. Like Three's Company, you know, all those 70s
shows. Man, it was a good time of life.
Yeah.
The TV guide, not the TV guide, the local Alton Telegraph TV guide was my Bible. Like, I knew Monday at 8 p.m. was going to be Happy Days, or I forget the days now, but, man, I knew the whole lineup. And it was, and like, I was never bored. Like, every single night was good TV.
That's the teenage mind these days cannot comprehend.
No, they can't.
They don't get it.
Well, think of everything we have now, but concentrate it down to three stations.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would have been before Fox TV was a thing.
Everything was good.
Yeah.
Everything was good.
Well, it had to be to get on.
Speaking of streets, a couple of real life things from my life the last couple of days. Today, I was headed to Dogtown to make a purchase and specifically to a place I've been several times and I didn't go. They didn't get my $20 or $30 because last night on the news, I saw a guy ice skating down Tam Avenue or somewhere in Dogtown. So I didn't go. I didn't buy my thing.
Because the streets are too bad.
That's a real-life economic impact. And then secondly, yesterday when I was at Bethesda doing the interview with Mike Bush, I was talking to one of the directors of hospice, and she's like, we have hospice patients at home,
and
there's no choice. It doesn't matter. You got to go. And I just like, there are certain things you don't have a choice. But think of all the elderly people or shut-ins, someone that checks on them once a week. They're just ass out.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, or people that maybe walk to the corner store.
Right.
Or, you know.
And whatever. God forbid they try and fall.
Yeah. I was just saying to Dave earlier today, like, imagine if you don't drive and you need to walk. Like you said, Wheels, walk to the corner store. It's treacherous out there.
It's bad. Yesterday, we walked to Rosalita's, and it took us twice the time because it was
awful.
Bad.
It's no excuse that entire neighborhoods should be shut down. There's no reason why major thoroughfares downtown should still have lanes blocked 8, 9 days, 10 days later.
You know,
reason for that at all.
You know another name for side streets? Streets where people live.
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Very few people live on thoroughfares. We all live on a side street.
Yeah. Look, we all understand that it doesn't always do what it did last week in St. Louis, right? You can go a full winter and not have that.
Yeah, a couple of years.
But that doesn't mean you don't have to be prepared for it, because it's not crazy for it to happen here. Yeah. It's not Atlanta. We're not Texas. It's not like one of those once every 12 years thing. Yeah. It literally could happen every year. You should plan for it for every year. And I don't, I know that budgets are hard, but that shouldn't be. That's the same as picking up trash.
How are the hills in Alton, Andrew?
You know, IDOT has done a really great job, and I haven't gone anywhere in Alton that I have felt was treacherous there. I mean, it's not 100%, but I have not seen anything on the Illinois side that mirrors people ice skating down a street as trafficked as, like, Tam usually would be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen anything close to that. I can pretty well say that at this point, as it should be, since it's been almost two weeks since the event happened, I can say that IDOT pretty much has it taken care of.
Yeah, how do you, if you're, I didn't know this. I think maybe Rach told me over the past few years when she was living in the city that they don't do the side streets. I didn't know that was policy. But this year they're changing that because we all got pissed. And that sucks when your government only responds when enough people get angry. They don't do the right thing because it's the right thing. That's not okay. Mm-hmm. Razor's Edge?
Yeah, I'm curious to see how you guys feel about this. This happened in Norway and in France. So there was a man from Norway flying Air France, going from Oslo to Paris in October of 2022. He was asked to swap seats with a woman by the cabin crew of this flight because they told him he couldn't be seated next to two children who were traveling alone. The policy by Air France is to prevent any possibility of predatory behavior. So the policy is unaccompanied children cannot sit next to men on flights. And he said, this was not a very nice situation. He said the passengers around me were looking at me, waiting for me to change seats so we could take off. Maybe some of it was me projecting, but I interpreted some of the looks like this guy is shady just because he's a man who bought his airplane ticket, sitting in the ticket in the seat that he paid for. But since there happened to be unaccompanied children next to him, he's now in this spotlight where it's like, now I feel like some sort of predator just for sitting in my seat.
Well, let me stop you right there. Are you aware that there are some new, at least proposed policies where grown women wouldn't have to sit next to stranger grown men? I've seen that as well.
I've seen this too. I feel like that was out of India. I feel like I talked about it on the show.
Yeah, it was. It was India because of all the assaults that have been problematic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so he made a complaint with the Norwegian tribunal, and they have ruled that he should be able to sit next to unaccompanied children on planes. Now, one might argue, like, why are you fighting so hard for this? This is a little weird. But at the same time, I feel for the guy in the same respect, because it's like, yeah, you're being put in a position where people are assuming you're a predator and you haven't done anything for them to make that assumption.
I completely agree.
And I kind of look at it as, if you are sending your two unaccompanied children to fly and you're so concerned about them, you should be flying with them. Now, there's the other side of the coin is a lot of times he's being asked to flip seats with a woman. Then the woman is, like, expected to watch after these children and care for these children on the flight. If there's some sort of problem, she's supposed to be the one to flag down the flight attendant. These are not her kids. So it's just a very strange situation.
What percentage of men do you think are predators?
Tiny.
Right. Very tiny percentage. So we're going to just label everybody the same way as a matter of corporate policy?
Right.
That's pretty
stupid.
How
is that different than if you did it based on race or something else?
Not.
Well, yeah, that's what this gentleman is saying. He's like, how can we accept this kind of suspicion just because we belong to the male gender? It's not fair.
Yeah, I mean, again, your odds are incredibly low that you're going to have a predator there. And even if there is a person there, what's the likelihood? And I'm not saying it's impossible, but we're just talking about odds and likelihood that they're going to do something in an airplane that's crowded with people.
It's a fair question.
Mm-hmm. So again, not saying it can't happen, not saying it's never happened. I'm saying your percentages are really low, and I don't see why the assumption is dudes can't sit by unaccompanied kids. What if something goes wrong? Would you not want someone there that could do something?
What about the more in general, because you see these stories all the time, where Rach and I are traveling together, but we're on an aisle, we're both in an aisle seat, and we want to sit together, and so we ask you to move, and you say no, and then it turns ugly. I just always feel like, if I paid for this seat, this is my seat.
Yeah.
And you guys have to work around me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if Rach and I are traveling together, and we couldn't get seats next to each other, well, that's the way it goes.
I agree. I mean, it's fine to ask, but you should be more than happy to accept no.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You should be more than, if somebody comes to me, I'd probably move because I don't care. I don't care if I sit middle and I don't care about any of those things. But if somebody does, it's okay for them to say, no, this is where I picked out. I want to be here. And then the other person who asks should be like, okay, sorry to bother you. Have a nice flight.
That happened to me one time. Maureen and I used to go to Jamaica and Mexico like four times a year, and we were on one of those Apple flights, and a younger couple than us, we weren't that old, we were probably in our mid-30s, asked us to move so they could sit next to each other. And I'd never heard of that before. So after like a couple of seconds of being shocked, I said, well, are you guys like on your honeymoon? They're like, no, we're just on a trip. I'm like, well, yeah, we're not working here. We're not janitors.
So they wanted you guys to split up.
Yes.
That's stupid.
So they could sit next to each other.
I mean, come on. It's a flight. Especially when most flights are not going to be that long.
Yeah, you two will make it through. You'll right. be okay.
Mm-hmm. I understand it more if it's like, you know, the flight to Japan.
Yeah, has there ever been a danger that like you... and Kurt would be separated if you, like, on these flights to these long international ones?
So we have always booked one window seat and one aisle seat with the hope that no one will book the middle seat.
Taking a chance.
Because who wants to sit in between two strangers? The last flight home we took, thank goodness we like, checked it before the flight where you could still change seats. There were open seats and someone booked that seat. So we were still able to move.
Somebody said, I'm going to make some new.
Somebody's yeah, exactly.
like, oh, look at this.
Like, you want to do that for 13 hours, bro? You are crazy.
Yeah.
Got a point there. Something wrong. Like, I'm moving at this point because I'm afraid for my safety.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, let's talk about something a little more lighthearted story, even though it is quite sad. A 53-year-old French woman divorced her millionaire husband after being under the impression that she was dating Brad Pitt. Did you guys see this story?
I did see this.
I did. The pictures are
chef's kiss.
They're so good.
So in 2023, this woman received a Facebook message from a scammer posing as Brad Pitt's mother. And she's like, oh, I have to help Brad Pitt. And she said she was suspicious at first, but she kept getting these photos, which she now realizes were AI generated of Brad Pitt in the hospital holding up signs that are like, I love you, Anne. That's what she goes by.
She has to be mentally ill, right?
Well, I mean, you have to really love Brad Pitt. But also,
you've never met the person. Like, you think that celebrities just have like crushes on people they've never met?
I have trouble conjuring up much sympathy.
Well, she thought he was going through like a cancer journey, and she was sending money to help with that. But it's like that wouldn't have been in the news, babe. Like,
yeah, and like Brad needs your money,
right?
Right. Well, like, he couldn't spend his own money because of his divorce from Angelina Jolie, which is how
man.
She justified it.
I think this is the same
kind
of person
that doesn't understand how things work.
It's the same kind of person who books the seat in between two people.
Yes.
It's like that kind of like naivete and optimism towards the world.
Do you think Brad Pitt has good insurance?
It was only when Anne saw paparazzi.
Hey, he's got the same insurance you guys got.
No, I'm sure he's got whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, that's a good point. She figured out that it was a scam when she saw paparazzi pictures of the real Brad Pitt with his new girlfriend. She
that must have been heartbreaking.
She had been grossly deceived.
Now, I will say the AI part is scary because what if it's not a famous person?
Right.
You know, it could be just a person that wouldn't be like. Again, the odds are that the rock star and the movie star are not finding randos and having crushes on people they've never met. But who's to say it's not some other person?
Yeah.
And you can use AI voices.
Didn't they take
and all
her for like
stuff.
$800,000?
It was about $720,000.
I was telling my girlfriend Jennifer Aniston about this, and she was really upset. Yeah, she was very. She's like, Brad would never, and I'm like, I know.
She's like, why don't you
Jen.
send me some money?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was only like, she only wanted $100,000, right?
Yeah, it wasn't that much. I just had.
It wasn't $800. It was only $100.
Yeah,
because she loves me.
Hello, world. I'm your royal.
Cherry Bomb, last week I said, hey, remember when girls used to tie cherry stems with their tongue? And everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm like, if anyone knows about this, it's Maria Kina. So I went out to the news desk. I'm like, hey, you ever heard of when girls, she's like, cherry stems? Yeah, I can do that. And I'm like, I love you so much. So Rach went by the store and got some cherries. And I went by the store and got some Maria. So... She wants to do it after the news, which I think is fair.
Yeah.
Can't be doing that. Steve would be mad at us.
I'd be impeded.
But when we come back, then she's going to tie it with her tongue. And we're all trying it, too. But as usual, I have a short stem.
It's not easy. Yeah. No, you have to have a long stem to do this.
Okay.
You can't have a short stem. And then you have to wrap it over.
And then Rachel, stolen valor, she's like, I did it. I did it. I'm like, no way. On your first try, she's like, no, I just bent it. I'm like, well, anyone can bend it.
I really thought I had tied it in a knot.
It's very tedious.
Mm.
I haven't done it in a long time.
It's very contemplative.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a while. This makes for a great radio. The dead air.
It does. It does.
We're all like, it's really long.
Now, Wheeler.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
The Gregorian monks used to do this.
Wheeler says, do you have to eat the cherry first? And I'm like, you can.
He's like, at the same time?
I'm just looking for an excuse to eat the cherries.
Eat them, brother.
Mm-hmm. I am. Where do you think that sound is?
Uh-oh. There we go.
You got it?
Wow. That's not supposed to hurt, is it?
No.
No. It's not supposed to cause you pain.
You messed up my... I lost it.
Come on, Wheeler.
Dang it. Ruined that stem.
You cherry blocked her.
Kevin's losing teeth.
I don't think I can even tie with my fingers. All right, you know what's coming up.
Do the news.
All right, good luck. World of your fire! Now, this is cherry stem tying music right here.
Good old Michael McDonald.
That's right. Michael makes me want to tie something with my tongue. Sorry. I can't believe this. Both of the ladies have accomplished tying the cherry stem on like their first or second try.
Yeah. I'm
trying to do it again.
Do it again. Did you see that big longie I got you?
I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm working on number two. I think girls are better at this. I don't know why.
Doy.
Are you trying it?
No. Look how short my stem is. Are you kidding me with this?
Here, let's get you a long
All right.
Stem.
Yeah.
Well, we're limited.
Yeah. How about that?
This one's got a hook on it.
Mm-hmm. Makes it easier.
Did you notice the cherries aren't as sweet as they would be if it were summertime?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I know that.
They're not, you know, in the summer, they're really sweet like sugar.
Mm.
And they're not right now because it's, well.
You did it again?
I did it again.
Dang it.
Britney Spears style.
I don't know why I'm saying dang it. I tried for 4 seconds and like, nope, this is
not
working.
Yeah, on the brake wheels is like, I'm done.
Try it again. Try it again.
I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I was having massive failures in the first 4 seconds. Like,
I'm really close.
It looks like your jaw's wired.
Yeah, he's like, this is...
Then Steve has his eyes closed. He's concentrating.
You thinking...
Did you just bend it?
Yeah.
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 I really felt like I was doing something.
Maybe that's a progress, though. Maybe that's the... Because Rach thought she did that, too, and then the next couple tries, she did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep trying, Dave.
Keep trying, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Never give up.
No, don't.
Your dream is right there before you.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. You know what I think it is? We don't have patience.
I was just...
Yeah.
It took 4 seconds. I'm like, no,
well,
stupid.
I've got this tiny little cabbage patch mouth, too,
yeah.
So that's kind of...
I was going to say... You guys lack patience to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
Thanks for rubbing it in there.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Cherries are good, though.
They are good.
I'm super impressed. Will you guys take a picture for the website showing off your...
I mean, how...
You just hold
I
up a couple
cool.
of like little twisted stems.
You're not going to be able to see the stems.
Put it on your tongue, you can.
I'm not taking that picture.
I'm going to try to tie that with my fingers.
Thank
I can
you,
do
Rachel.
That.
I'm not taking
You're just like, I'm a
tie.
Professional.
Really? I'm a journalist.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. Let's try to keep it
yeah.
in between the
oh,
lines.
I apologize. I thought you were a gymnast. I literally can't tie it. Oh, I did it!
You tied it with your hands.
With my fingers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm satisfied with that.
I will
yeah,
say.
I just did that too. Great, I win.
There is a When you have it in your mouth and you're trying to do it, there's that urge that you have that you want to use your fingers. You know, like put your fingers in your mouth and do it. And you're like, oh, no, that defeats the purpose. I can't do that.
What about the cherries?
What about them?
Freddie's like,
how are we not a comedy team? We should take this show on the road. We do this all day. Right? Every time you see me walking up to the news desk, you're like, here we go. Here we friggin' go.
Yeah.
And might I add, you hadn't said anything to me all day. And I went in, did a newscast, came back out, and on my desk was the box of cherries. And you with a note on it that said, practice.
Actually, I meant that for Wilson.
You guys could be a stage duo.
Yeah, we could.
Mm-hmm. Musical comedy.
Yeah, you guys should perform music together.
Yes, we should.
Musical comedy.
Like, you came to DGS Live last time, right? You should come up and sing with me next time.
Oh, I don't know about that. That would scare me.
Why? You do it professionally.
Yeah, but I do it with a big band. It's way different than singing rock music.
Bring your big band.
Okay.
Bring them all.
There's only 17
what
of
if,
us.
What if we all just stood behind you or like around you guys and pretended to play instruments?
Like Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah. We could have like 10 of us up there. We'll just be like jamming like we know what we're doing.
I don't know. That might not go so well.
Is it too fake?
Yeah. Unless you're really good at it.
Good at faking?
Well,
oh, man. I got the best air guitar in the world.
Were you shocked by my stand-up? I feel like you must have been.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Who is the most shocked? You or Michael Calhoun or Beth?
I think there was equal shock there. Although, with me, I was like, oh, man, why didn't you do more music?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that was really, it was really good. Plus, you did stuff that I had never even heard before, the Beatles songs.
Really?
I love those songs, the two songs you did.
Well, we're meeting probably later this week to set up the next DGS Live. We need to do some, this is my 25th year.
Yeah.
And the 100th year for KMOX.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, we need to do some cool stuff.
A lot of history there.
Yeah. A lot of history. It's weird that I've been doing this 25% of the time that KMOX has been on the air.
Yeah, that is
right?
Very strange.
Or KMOX has been doing it four times longer than any of us have been around.
Good point.
Yeah, I like that one better. Yeah. Just because we don't sound as old.
I remember my mom telling me after she fell, so she had sort of the dementia thing going, and she was spending most of her time in Benton, Illinois, circa 1940. That's where we were all living. And she said, my brother and I used to listen to the Cardinals games when we were like 10 years old. And I'm like, okay, mom, tell me another one. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know the KMOX was that old. And she absolutely was. And it boomed down to Benton, Illinois. You used to listen to it in Michigan, right?
Every night. Well, I shouldn't say every night. Every night during baseball season.
You do it again?
Yeah. Because I would finish up one baseball game and I would switch to the Cardinals because I knew I could hear the end of whoever the Cardinals were playing because it was Central time and I was in Eastern time. So it was nice. Got to hear Jack.
You two are just showing off now.
I know.
They're tying everything.
We just showed each other our stems.
They did.
Did you just spike that? She's like doing a touchdown dance.
I'm not even sure I can eat the cherry now.
This is fun.
I feel so insecure.
So defeated.
Here, let me throw this and see if you can catch
it.
Ready?
Okay, I can do this.
Here we go. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh. The trick, Maria, the trick is you got to wind up and throw it much faster.
Yeah.
Like super fast, as fast as you can.
Give me a little arch.
Okay. Oh, it's more basketball. What if you hit the, don't hit your head on the desk, Dave.
I'm trying.
That was really close.
What's really gross is it falling on the floor and it keeps.
Oh, he doesn't care. Okay. I don't care either.
I'll do better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, right in the nose.
So close.
Right in the nose. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the KMOX studio throwing fruit at each other.
I think she's just doing this on purpose now.
Yeah.
No,
This is just payback.
Not a good thrower.
I don't
thrower.
Know. This might become a shock to all of you, but I'm not very
Maybe athletic. The gloves are holding you up.
Yeah.
Oh.
It actually made your mouth.
Oh, Wheels, you tried throwing that.
Throwing it?
Your teeth.
Yeah.
Your teeth spit it out. My teeth.
Yeah, all right. So we're just, you're just going to stand right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was teeth.
I heard teeth. Heard that.
Did you hear the teeth?
His teeth keep on knocking it out.
It's my tiny, tiny mouth.
They're hitting your
This
teeth.
Is the wrong challenge for Dave. The cherry challenge really is not cheer? For Dave.
Oh, there you go. Dave got it. Caught his own. Yeah, and meanwhile, Dave's like, oh!
Local radio host.
Almost went down.
Chokes to death on cherry.
Almost went down the Twinkie pipe.
In related story, co-host Ty 3 Cherry Stones.
You know what I can hear? I can hear all the... The radio's turning off across Mid-America.
Oh, no. People are calling their
they
friends.
They want to hear about this.
Yeah, they're calling their friends. That's right. People in Arkansas are like, what the hell is going on
there? What are they doing at KMOX?
Well, they actually must be more like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, I bet they're big cherry stem tires in Arkansas.
They probably, yeah.
It could be a, you know, a career. Carrying, you know, or not a career, but a specialty.
A side hustle.
Yes.
Yeah. A competition.
A competition. There you
yeah.
go.
Where did you learn this skill? Because I picture you sitting at a bar by yourself drinking a highball and like making bets with people.
No.
No? Am I disillusioned by my vision of you?
I think it was probably
like during a gig, you're just picturing like, you know, just finished singing, no, taking
a
break.
I was a kid, probably with my cousin, and we were doing it just as a joke. And then we were like, look, we can do this with our mouth.
You guys talked funny.
Yeah, we did. We're very different.
Hey, my cousin coming over. What are we going to do?
Can I leave?
You would stay just to watch me die.
249 DGS on KMOX. Coming up at 3 p.m., we're going to award our big, giant fake check to Operation Food Search, as we do every year. $625,000 even is what we have raised so far, what you guys have raised so far. I've just made my own donations, but you guys really have been the ones to fuel that. $625,000 over 7 years. That is not too shabby. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. It's pretty ridiculous.
Awesome.
Is what it is.
Starbucks is closing its doors to non-paying customers, which I didn't know that was... I've never been to a Starbucks and just sat there without drinking a coffee. So I've always been a paying customer. But I guess before this, you could just go in there and post up all night with your laptop. But now you have to make, I wonder if there's minimum purchases. Like, you need to buy one coffee.
It's like your pass for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I'm sure one coffee is enough. But I think around hour, you know, six or so, they're going to be like, why are you still here?
Yeah.
You know, that's not free refills, right?
Modern trends that people will regret in 10 years.
Oh, I love stuff like this.
Do you? I got them. Buying Cybertrucks. Buying NFTs.
Yeah, they already regret that.
Having an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that?
Who would have thought that?
Regret that.
Over-reliance, interesting, over-reliance on AI text generators to write letters, essays, or other texts.
Well, I mean, some people are regretting it now.
Sending their DNA into companies like Ancestry.com and things like
that. What are they going to do with that?
I know one thing, they track down criminals.
Oh, I better not do any crimes.
Yeah. Giving kids terrible names. I think that's always been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Parents allowing children to run the show. Being soft parents.
Ultimately, you're not doing them any favors when you do that.
No, because the world is not going to bow before your child.
In a related regret, giving children unfettered access to technology.
Yeah, I do think that's something that is going to wind down at some point. Like, maybe once the technology generation is our parents, they'll say, like, I can't believe I had an iPhone when I was 8 and I could just look at whatever I wanted on the internet.
Yeah. Can I just add to that?
Like, yeah, man.
How about don't give your kid unfettered access to anything?
Good point.
Is there anything that your kid should have access to without any restrictions? Because that's what unfettered means. It means when you want, anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can't have unfettered access to food. You can't have unfettered access to TV or anything. I mean, like, it should all be fettered. It should be monitored, and you gotta pay attention.
Do you agree with a lot of psychologists that kids, whether they would admit it or not, or even realize it or not, crave boundaries?
I don't know. I know that it probably makes things easier for them when they know, well, got to stop now, because if I don't, consequences versus, you know, doing more. But I think maybe subconsciously, certainly not consciously, right? Because I'm just trying to think back to when I was a kid. Like, I wasn't thinking, hey, please impose more rules on me. But then again, my parents' generation was more strict. And again, my parents were not what I would call super strict, but they were more strict than what is common now from what my understanding is.
Yeah. More modern trends that people will regret in 10 years, face tattoos.
Yeah.
They've really become big.
It just depends on what you do for a living, right?
Yeah.
Because there are places where people will not want to hire you because of that, and there are other places where nobody's going to care.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on what you want to do.
Cosmetic surgeries.
Some of them, I'm sure, yeah. Don't they sometimes go bad, like, later on?
Well, and things that are trendy now are not going to be trendy in 10 years. Like,
good point. Yeah, that's so true. The look you're going for may not be...
Kim Kardashian is not always going to be the pinnacle of beauty. Some other celebrity is going to come along that everyone else is going to start to try to look like.
Getting advice from TikTok influencers instead of actual experts. That we should regret
that
now.
Yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, what's that?
We were just talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, we did yesterday. Because, look, there are real experts on TikTok. But you do have to take the extra step to, like, verify.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shouldn't just listen to somebody because you're like, oh, that was entertaining. Like, oh, what is that person? Did they write a book? Do they study this? I mean, because when we talked about that idea yesterday, I found everything from great scientists to biblical scholars to, you know, economists that are on there, and they can teach you things. But you do need to verify who they are rather than just looking at any TikTok and being like, yep, I believe it because I saw it on my TikTok.
Devaluing craftsmanship.
That people will regret devaluing it.
We don't make a bigger deal out of craftspeople.
Yeah.
I think we regret that now. I mean, just the fact that if something breaks, it's just so much easier to go buy something new rather than fix it.
Yeah.
Number three, bullying teachers out of the profession.
Heck yeah.
Not having their back.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. It's such a weird thing, right? Because I know it's a good while ago, but I can't imagine my parents taking my side over a teacher's side on an issue of behavior or grades or whatever.
No.
Can't imagine it.
No.
Like, the default would be, you're probably doing it wrong, you need to change. Like, to me, not to my teacher.
Yeah. Filming kids' worst moments for internet clout.
So annoying. And so damaging to the kids.
Yeah.
They can't consent to that, and, you know, it's like, oh, it's my... I saw something the other day that was like, I'm so glad I'm not a baby in 2025, because why is my first bath content for your Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some things that are not problematic to me, but like when you're talking about the meltdowns, the kids that are clearly upset, you shouldn't be filming that.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing that people will regret in 10 years, putting their whole lives on the internet.
Yeah. Did we talk about that yesterday too? Like, why does everything have to be public knowledge?
I don't know. Do you think people will really regret that, or it'll just become more and more common for adults anyway to make that choice and kind of throw themselves into it?
I don't know. I don't get the whole, I want to put my business out there for anyone.
I still say that the pendulum's going to swing back, and in 10 or 20 years, privacy is going to become sexy again.
Probably.